We are back, start of the second quarter. Vikings lead 12-8. Sunday afternoon tip-off for Washington Vikings versus the Oceanside Sailors.
As Argyros has the ball, finds Welker. Welker then kicks to Amalfitano. Amalfitano looking for help right now. Finds Kitsanis on the wing. Back to Amalfitano. Welker with the cut and then cuts back outside. Welker drives in and travels as he had Argyros open in the corner, and he travels. Not the smartest play by Cameron Welker.
So not the most success coming out of the Vikings offense. I think head coach Sean Dooley really needs to emphasize the point of slowing the ball down, making the smart pass, making smart reads and cuts. And that could be just about it in order for the Vikings to have success in this ball game.
As number 21, Matt Armitro drives and is picked up by Argyros. Argyros goes down the court. Cuts inside, tries to find Welker in the corner. Back to Argyros. What a pass by Welker and a missed layup by Argyros. Rebounded by Welker. Amalfitano drives in, looking for help, and it's a blocking foul on number 21, Matt Amitriano.
So the Vikings with the inbound. Right in front of our table.
To Siciliano with the basket.
Welker to Siciliano. Nice bucket there. Adds two more to the Vikings lead. 14-8.
As number two,
Anthony Rodriguez with the ball.
Gives it out to Liam Hannon. Rodriguez with the three. Misses. Amalfitano with the rebound. Pushing it to Welker. Welker tries to go in the middle of the court. Finds Kitsanis for three. And he puts it in! And the Vikings go out to a 17-8 lead, and Oceanside needs a timeout. It's what you love to see if you're Coach Dooley and the Vikings.
The three ball working in
transition,
their favor.
Transition offense leads to defense.
We saw it in the Farmingdale game last Friday. Kitsanis used three
went
for
three
four.
Went 3 for 4, 75% from the field, from three. Kitsanis has been money all season, and Coach Dooley just keeps counting on him to put in some buckets.
So he's showing his confidence early, something you love to see if you're the Vikings on the offensive side. Pushing their lead out to 17-8. 9 points early. 6:37 remaining here in the second quarter.
That's what you love to see if you're Sean Dooley. As they look to inbound the ball, number 12, Jacob Rahan has it. Rahan goes up the court, guarded by Argyros. Welker settles. Argyros has him picking up man-to-man, the Vikings are right now. As a steal by Welker, and he pushes the floor. In goes Cameron Welker, crosses over, looking for a pass. Finds Siciliano for three.
It looked like a travel on Siciliano to pick like up that pass from Welker up top.
Tried to step into those shots and just couldn't do it.
So a turnover there by the sophomore Jake Siciliano as the Sailors pick up possession right in front of their own bench. And very early on, the Vikings are applying pressure. The full court press seems to be working in their favor, Zach.
Definitely has. They're forcing a lot of turnovers. Oceanside is playing a sloppy game, and they're doing this without two of their better players, Christian Sanit, Ben Krefitz, and Nick Sonikar.
Yeah, the two seniors provide an unprecedented amount of success for the Vikings.
As Logan Lanson drives inside
and
finishes. What a move by Lanson. Lyson, my apologies.
Using all of his high head and all of his mass to body Christian Kitsanis down low and bank a layup in for the Sailors. On the other end,
Welker tries to find a Siciliano. Kitsanis in the corner. Amalfitano for three. And it's good. Trevor Amalfitano. The Vikings are out early with a big three.
So the three ball working in their favor. We saw it from Kitsanis. Now it's Amalfitano's turn to add three more as the Vikings are out to a 10-point lead.
As defense chance are up from the Vikings bench, as number two, Anthony Rodriguez hits a three. Rodriguez, the sharpshooter for Oceanside.
Some nice response there by the Sailors.
Siciliano kicks it out to Kitsanis. Kitsanis to Welker. Welker looking for some help. Welker pulls the three. Long. Rebound by Lyson.
It's a good shot by Welker. Bounce and goes away. Sailors pick up possession.
Rahan with the ball.
I like this confidence from the Vikings.
There's a lot. They're pulling from three early, and I like it a lot. Drives inside and blocked Jake Siciliano got his hands in there.
So Liam Hannon, the nice floater, no good.
Blocked by Siciliano, and it goes out of bounds. Lyson goes to the bench as he looks very frustrated right now.
He's playing well so far.
He has been.
The ball just needs to be in his hands if the Sailors
want a chance to win this game.
Exactly.
As Rodriguez drives, picked up by Welker.
There. Welker is nothing. Let nothing go past him.
No, absolutely nothing. Rodriguez pulls again from three. The sharpshooter misses. Rebound by Amalfitano.
Amalfitano got up there for that rebound.
He has bunnies. Amalfitano drives in, draws the contact, and gets fouled.
His confidence by the Vikings is just very, very uplifting to see. The three balls are being taken earlier.
As Max Garmisa re-enters the game, pulls Christian Kinsanis.
The confidence to drive down the lane, draw the foul, absorb the contact is something you'd really like to see if you're head coach Sean Dooley. So on the other end, the Vikings are on defense. Number 12.
Jacob Rahan has it. Drives, misses. Garmisa with the rebound. Goes, pushes to Argyros. Argyros tries to pull it out. Has Siciliano for three. Long rebound by number 22, Liam Hannon.
The Vikings hold a 7-point lead, 22-13.
I really like this defense right now by the Vikings. Holding them to only 13 points with 3 minutes left in the second quarter as Hannon for three, short. Rebound by Amalfitano. There goes Welker inside. Reverse. Pretty move. Gets his own rebound. Goes up again and finishes. What a pretty move by Cameron Welker.
Gets his own rebound. Puts one in.
Doing all the dirty work right now.
It's something you love to see if head coach Sean Dooley. The aggressiveness, the passion, the grittiness from the Vikings.
O'Donohue with it inside to Rodriguez. Rodriguez reverse layup. Missed. Rebound by Siciliano. And it's a jump ball. Possession staying with Oceanside. As Logan Lyson checks back in. And as Logan Lyson checks back in, Michael Bischoff checks back in. Looks like they're going to be going hand in hand today. And also Christian Sanis comes in for some size here as Alex Argyros checks out.
So a little bit of tension previously on Bischoff and Lyson. Let's see how it plays out here in the second quarter. 3:11 remaining.
Last year they got into a little scuffle during their game. So they know each other very well. And that's why Sean Dooley thought it would be the right move to start Bischoff with Nosaniklar today. As there's a foul on Welker. And number 12, Jacob Rahan, is going to the line.
So a tough foul there on Welker, trying to block a shot. As Rahan hits the deck hard, he'll be going to the line, shooting two. Vikings lead 22-13.
Ryan's first three throws up, and it is good. And now in comes Alex Argyros, as Cameron Welker, I think, just had the second foul. So they do not want Welker to get in foul trouble, so they're going to pull him most likely for the rest of the half.
He's been playing great so far.
He has been. He just has to watch the hand checks. It's Ryan's second free throw. Is up, and it is no good. Rebound by Kitsanis. Christian Kitsanis pushes the floor, finds Garmisa. Garmisa gets stripped from behind. He had Amalfitano in the corner. Down goes Rahan, finds Rodriguez. Rodriguez out to number 21, Amitrano. Amitrano then drives in, has Bischoff, wants a switch. Number 22, Liam Hannon has it. Rodriguez now fakes, goes in. Rodriguez goes out to Lyson. Lyson pump fake inside. Drives on Bischoff and misses. Rebound by Bischoff.
Oh, pretty move there by Lyson.
Argyros has it. Is tripping up. Looking for help right now. Argyros inside to Bischoff. Bischoff outside to the corner. Garmisa. Garmisa drives in with the left hand and is blocked. Staying Port Washington's way.
So no foul there. Vikings retain possession under their own basket. Garmisa with the inbound.
Garmisa now looking for help, finds Bischoff in the far, and there's a foul on Lyson. As you can see, Bischoff and Lyson are getting tangled up already. They have previous beef right now. And we know who this ball's going to right now. They're going to throw it up top to Bischoff.
Nice grab there.
Inside to Amalfitano. Amalfitano looking for help and converts the layup. Tough layup by Trevor Amalfitano as the Vikings take a 10-point lead with 2 minutes left in this first half.
So great execution off that inbound. It took two tries, but the Vikings got it done. Nice layup by Amalfitano.
Rodriguez
on the other
for
end.
Three.
Anthony Rodriguez, like you just said.
His second three, the sharpshooter.
So the Vikings lead 24 217.
Argyros to Garmisa, to Amavitano, to Krefitz. Not Krefitz, Kitsanis. Back to Argyros. And stolen by Rodriguez. Anthony Rodriguez drives with the layup and misses. And it's tipped away, and it is staying with Oceanside's ball. It does not look like Bischoff even touched it.
Rodriguez hit the deck hard.
Coach Dooley is furious right now, and I would be too, because it does not look like Michael Bischoff even put his hand on the basketball.
See if the officials are going to talk this one out. Maybe flip the call towards the Vikings. The officials discussing with Sean Dooley.
And it is going to stay with Oceanside. I don't know where that call came from, because Bischoff didn't look like he touched the ball.
This is a situation where we need more than one camera angle, as opposed to the one camera up top.
It's hard to tell.
Just like a college game, just like an NBA game, to get all the angles as the inbound
is number good. 22, Liam Hannon with the basket. Garmisa now drives down the court. Minute 30 left in the first half. Vikings up by 5. Kitsanis now checks down. Looks up to Argyros. Argyros to Amalfitano. Trevor Amalfitano making moves. Christian Kitsanis.
Thought about the 3.
Didn't pull it. Kitsanis looking for help. Finds Garmisa. Garmisa for 3. Long, no good. And up comes number 12, Jacob Rahan.
Oh, nice.
Rahan to Lyson. Logan Lyson tries to go up and under. Bischoff pokes it away. Rodriguez for 3. And he puts it in. Anthony Rodriguez has 9 points already. And 3 of them have been on all 3s. Kitsanis now to Amalfitano. Vikings are slowing down. Amalfitano inside. A lot of contact. Finds Kitsanis on the outside.
If I can see an answer here. Only up 2.
Amalfitano drives in, spins, and dumps it off. But he travels. He didn't even pick up the ball on his own.
I was expecting a foul there.
I was expecting a foul also, but he dropped it and picked it back up. So that's a travel. Right now, number 12, Rahan has the ball.
Looking to break even, heading into the half. 22 seconds.
So Rodriguez
remaining.
Now covered by Garmisa. Rodriguez drives inside. Pretty move by Anthony Rodriguez, as he is just beating the Vikings in every way this game. The game is tied with 10 seconds left.
Up and under Michael Bischoff. 10 seconds remaining. 7, 6. The Vikings need to get a
Kitsanis
shot at 3
for
ball.
3. It is good. Christian Kitsanis to end the half as the Vikings lead 27-24.
What a great way to go into the half.
Kitsanis has to continue to do that in the second half if the Vikings want to win this game.
Oh, for sure. So the Vikings lead 27-24 headed into halftime.
And we're back. Started the second half. Alex Argyros has the ball. Starting 5 on the court for the Vikings. Kitsanis, Argyros, Garmisa, Amalfitano, and Bischoff. Argyros with it, looking for help, finds Bischoff. Bischoff now cuts inside and passes out to Kitsanis. Kitsanis drives back out to Bischoff, and Lyson with the contact and fouls Bischoff. Bischoff going to the line for 2.
So Bischoff doing the work in the paint, drawing the foul, headed to the line. And he'll have an opportunity to ink his first points of the season right here. And also looks to extend the Vikings lead as they lead by 2, 27-14, 7:39 Logan, remaining.
Logan Lyson with the foul. Oceanside cannot afford him getting in foul trouble. Bischoff misses the first free throw. Still looking to get on the board today. Bischoff with the second free throw. Shot is up, and it is no good, as there is a violation, as the ball did not even hit the rim. Not what you like to see from Michael Bischoff.
And that pushes down your confidence a ton. Free throws going 0 for 2.
Getting the violation by not even hitting the rim.
Yep. Something you need to work on in practice right there.
Definitely, Bischoff could work on his jump shot. As right now, number 21, Matt Amitriano has it. Amitriano pulls up and
nice
makes
shot.
It. Pretty shot by Amitriano.
So the Vikings only lead by 1 now.
27-26. Garmisa has it. Gives it to Argyros. Argyros to Kitsanis in the corner. Kitsanis pulls out. Goes inside now to Argyros. Argyros cuts back. Gives it to Kitsanis. Bischoff fakes the 3 but would never shoot it because, you know, he's not a shooter.
Like Shaquille O'Neal taking a 3. It just
exactly.
never happens.
And Kitsanis with a nice drive. Right now, Amitriano has the ball. My apologies, Jacob Rahan has it. Rahan guarded by Garmisa. Tight defense by Garmisa right now as he looks for the back cut, and Rahan slips and Garmisa hits it out of bounds. Good defense by Max Garmisa as they were looking for a travel call as he falls to the ground and was not given the travel. Minimal contact by Garmisa, but I would have probably given the call to him.
So solid defensive stand right there by Max Garmisa. Resets the shot clock as the Sailors retain possession under their own hoop.
Jacob. Looking for Logan Lyson right now. That's what they're going to try to do. Is they look inside now for number two, Anthony Rodriguez, who had the hot hand with 11 points in the first half. Rodriguez for three. Misses. Good box out and rebound by Bischoff, and there goes the Vikings.
Rodriguez is showing confidence.
Down court. Katsanis for three. Long. And Lyson with the board. As it is tipped, and Katsanis gets the steal. Finds Garmisa. Garmisa now pulls for three. And it is off. Right, Lyson with the rebound and settles is Oceanside. Right now, number 12, Jacob Rahan has the ball, guarded by Garmisa. Both guards here have played pretty well in the first half. To number 21, Matt Amitriano. Logan Lyson inside, spins on Bischoff. No good, rebound Argyros as he spins away.
Ball
on the ground. And it looks like a jump ball as he tried to get the timeout and he got it. What a timeout by Oceanside as they retain possession.
What a hustle play by Jacob Rahan. Puts his body on the line, picks up the possession, fighting for it with Alex Argyros. Ultimately gets the ball and burns a timeout. So something you love to see for the Oceanside Sailors. Only down three, 29-26, 5:59 remaining here in the third quarter.
And misses. It looks like it hit the wire, the shot. So it's Vikings ball.
29-26, Vikings lead by three. Welker with the ball. We've seen a lot from Welker right here. He's showing some tremendous promise here in the first half. Let's see if he can extend it in the second half. Katsanis with the ball up top. Katsanis rolls right behind the back. Nifty move. Finds the old man Siciliano on the baseline. Oh, great defense there by the Sailors.
Rodriguez.
Anthony Rodriguez.
He's come up big all game for the Sailors. As the Vikings lead 29-26 with 5:37 left in the third quarter. Garmisa picks up Rahan in the full court press. Rahan beats him to the basket. Garmisa slips, and it's a jump ball. Great defense by Max Garmisa on that possession.
So Oceanside getting a bunch of 50-50 calls that go in their favor and ultimately capitalizing and scoring on those possessions. So Jacob Rahan with the inbound under their own hoop.
Rahan looking to pass somebody, finds Logan Lyson. Lyson's been dominant in this game. Katsanis pokes
there.
It out of bounds. Great defense by Christian Katsanis.
So we'll run it back. Jacob Rahan with the inbound. See if the Sailors can convert on offense.
Rahan gets it for three. Jacob Rahan misses. Rebound by Logan Lyson. Garmisa gets in there. Max Garmisa pulls it out. What a steal by Garmisa, and it goes out to Amalfitano. Amalfitano has Katsanis for three. Nope, no shot. He pump faked. Garmisa has it. Finds Welker.
Welker guarded by Lyson.
Welker for three. Long, and it goes out of bounds. Not the best shot selection by Cameron Welker.
No, not really. When you have the big man Logan Lyson on you. Nothing.
You don't want to shoot it over him, exactly.
Heavily contested behind the arch. As the Sailors pick up possession. The Vikings showing some full court press. Garmisa
on Rahan. Rahan gives it to Anthony Rodriguez as they put Welker on him now. Welker now foul on the floor. Looks like a slight hand check by Cameron Welker. I don't know if that was good enough to call a foul, but they gave it to him. That's Welker's third foul now. They cannot afford to get him in foul trouble, so he's going to be sitting on the bench for a little while now.
All right, Giros.
Checks in.
5 second
violation. Great defense by the Vikings.
Yeah, this defense is showing tremendous promise here early in the second half. Let's see if it can continue. Headed into crunch time down the stretch. 29-26 Vikings.
Argyros has it.
Hustling up the court, guarded by Rahan. Finds Garmisa. To Katsanis, right side. This is Liano. Amalfitano driving.
Katsanis
for three.
Foul on the on the floor. Looks like it's on number Logan Lyson. That's his third foul. Logan Lyson is now in foul trouble. That is not good for Oceanside.
Yeah, the big man is very upset with himself as he gets checked out of the game. O'Donohue checks in for the big man, Lyson. So the Vikings with the inbound. Garmisa will take it. Finds Siciliano.
Siciliano now looks for a pass. Gives it to Argyros as he cuts around. Argyros now with a shifty move to the basket. Kicks Garmisa. It out. Garmisa for three. It's good. Max Garmisa with the big three as the Vikings now lead by six. Garmisa now picks up Rahan as defense chants roar from the Vikings bench.
The momentum is picking up for the Vikings after that smooth offensive connection. The three ball from the Sailors is good. Number 21, Matt Amitrano hits the three as the Vikings lead 32-29, just under 4 minutes here in the third quarter. On the other end, Katsanis with the ball. Katsanis dribbling out, ref picks up his dribble, finds Siciliano
up top.
And a foul
on number 21, Matt Amitrano, as he knocks over Amalfitano.
So off the ball, a foul by Matt Amitrano. His second. 3:45 remaining in the third quarter. Vikings up 32-29. Garmisa with the inbound under their own hoop. Let's see if they can convert. Siciliano picks it up. Drives.
Siciliano drives inside. Tough move. A lot of contact. Rebound by Argyros. Saves it to Garmisa for three. It's good. What a save by Alex Argyros. And what a shot by Garmisa.
What a play. You'll be seeing that one for the next week. So Argyros finds Garmisa as he's headed out of bounds, chucks it behind him. Garmisa hits the three.
Miraculous save by
Argyros. As the Vikings lead by six, the Sailors on the other end.
O'Donohue with it.
Looking
kicks
for
it
an
out
answer.
To Rahan. Good defense by Garmisa, and a foul was called. They're saying it was a push. I didn't see any contact. It looked like Rahan slipped.
Yeah, that play happened right in front of our table.
And Garmisa's laughing. He's chuckling at the call. I don't see where it was from. Where was this call?
And the crowd certainly does not like that
no,
either.
No, I don't see where that was. As Oceanside looks to inbound it, Amitrano gives it out to Rahan. Garmisa picks him up again. It's going to be the same exact thing. Rahan and Garmisa, as defense stands, are coming from the bench here.
The Sailors need an answer. Three ball,
Rodriguez. Misses. Rebound by Katsanis. Out to Amalfitano. Amalfitano inside. And an and one.
Looks like a charge.
It was a blocking call, not a charge.
Goes down as a blocking
foul. No, it wasn't
foul.
An and one. It was on the floor, but it was a foul on Oceanside, and it looked like Amalfitano just ran in and lowered his shoulder.
So a bunch of 50-50 calls going the Vikings' way in the second half. We saw a bunch of them go the Sailors' way.
As Garmisa throws it away. That's his third turnover of the game.
Yep.
Rahan has it.
Vikings just need to slow the ball down, slow the pace down. And they'll be just fine on the offense. As on the other end, the Sailors pick up possession.
Rahan out to Rodriguez for three. It's good. Anthony Rodriguez with 14 points. And the Sailors only trail by three.
So much needed answer right there.
Argyros now up the court to Katsanis. Katsanis drives in, finds Garmisa. Garmisa pump fakes inside and is fat and travels. Garmisa now has four turnovers. Not the best game from Matt Garmisa. We've seen much better. Four turnovers, only 3 points for Garmisa.
So a turnover there for Garmisa, not the prettiest thing for the player that holds the most IQ on the court. Certainly need to clean that up. On the other end, Rodriguez, a nice floater.
Misses. Rebound by Argyros. It's a jump ball, and it's going the Vikings' way.
So Garmisa with the inbound right in front of our table.
Argyros with it. Finds Garmisa. Out to Katsanis. Katsanis now looking for some help. As we continue here, I have a new partner, Ben Shodosh. How you doing?
Hey, welcome
today,
everybody. How are you?
I'm good. Right. Jasper left for a little bit. Argyros with the ball. Argyros now cuts in, goes, drives in, finds Garmisa. Garmisa pump fakes. Out to Katsanis. Katsanis for three. long. Rebound by Rodriguez. Rodriguez now tries to slow down the pace as the Sailors only trail by 5 with a minute 14 left in the third quarter. Rodriguez drives inside. Tough layup blocked by Amalfitano, and he goes the other way. Trevor Amalfitano has numbers right now. Cuts inside, out. Tough layup misses. Rebound by number 22, Liam Hannon. Now Jacob Ryan with the ball, guarded by Garmisa.
Garmisa is having a great game today.
Yes, he is. A little sloppy with the turnovers, but yeah. He's hit a couple big threes for the Vikings with the absence of Ben Kravitz. Amalfitano now picks him up on defense. Garmisa back on Ryan. Garmisa looks exhausted on the court. By number 11 goes up, misses, and there's a foul as Dylan Mullen is now going to the line. Amalfitano is questioning the call, which I would question too, but
questionable call considering it's a close game right now. It's getting a little chippy, you know, heated up.
Very chippy game. Dylan Mullen now shooting two free throws after the fouls on Amalfitano. Mullen makes the first one. And in comes number 5, Mitchell Drake. Out comes number 21, Matt Amitrano. And the second free throw is up and good as he goes 2 for 2 from the line. Good performance from Dylan Mullen. As Argyros now has the ball, 33 seconds left in the third quarter. Vikings up by 3. Curious if they're going to hold for the last shot here because, you know, they're able to with the shot clock. Argyros with it.
15 seconds on the shot clock.
Siciliano now.
Alex Ajaris with the ball, passes it to Amalfitano.
Amalfitano drives inside. Amalfitano spins and loses it, and here comes Oceanside on the fast break. Inside.
And number 22 is up and misses the layup.
At the end.
Oh,
the
my.
Game. Vikings lead 37-34. And we're back to start the fourth quarter. Rodriguez with the ball. Rodriguez drives in on Argyros. Number 22.
And we have a one-point ball game right here.
Liam Hannon with the bucket. Cameron Welker is now checked back into the game for the Vikings as he crosses over and finds Siciliano inside, and Siciliano travels. What a big turnover.
So 2 points there for the Sailors, and they get the ball right back following a turnover on the Vikings. So 1 point game headed down the stretch, 7 minutes remaining here in the fourth quarter. Let's see if the Sailors can have some production on the offensive side. Three ball.
No good air ball from number 21, Matt Amitrano. Welker inside, and one, Trevor Amalfitano.
Just a guy that can do it all. Drive down the lane, downhill, absorb the contact, and put the ball through the hoop. Something you love to see with your head coach, Sean Dooley. Amalfitano headed to the line, looking to extend the lead. Yeah.
I was gonna try and like make it go like up more.
Make it lower.
Like
no, because it won't balance, because look at this thing.
Oh, cool, yeah, go back.
Amalfitano at the line right now. And he makes the free throw and converts the old fashioned 3-point play.
So the Vikings take a 4-point lead headed down the stretch. Slightly under 7 minutes remain. Rodriguez with the ball, and he travels.
That is not what you like to see now, as Oceanside will call timeout with 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
So a mental mistake for
Rodriguez.
The Sailors.
Rodriguez has been money all game.
Rodriguez has double-digit points.
Yeah, he's
in
14.
This ballgame. 14 points.
Out of their 36.
For the guard.
Him and Logan Lyson have been carrying them.
Lyson, the big man.
In foul trouble with 3 fouls.
Do you think we'll see him back in this ballgame, Logan Lyson?
Yeah, he has 3 fouls. Of course, he's going to come in with like a round. I think after this timeout, he comes in, but if he gets his 4th, I don't know if you see him.
So 40-36. Vikings up front by 4.
If you're the Vikings, what do you have to do to win this game?
We just have to slow the pace down. Let the game come to you. You have the lead. You don't want to jeopardize that in any way. So if I was head coach Sean Dooley, I would say run our offense with pace. It's a very slow pace in order to have some success. Don't force passes. You just got to play smart down the stretch. So Argyros with the inbound finds Welker. 7 minutes on the dot remain. Vikings up four. Let's see if they can convert.
As Amalfitano now has it up, finds Welker. Welker looking to pass somebody. Finds Amalfitano. Kitsanis for three. Misses.
Oh, nice athletic rebound.
Rebound by Dylan Mullen. What a rebound. Dylan Mullen converted on the last possession with two free throws. As now, Rahan drives in and makes it, and it's a two-point game.
Oh, beautiful jumper off the glass. Add two to the Sailors total.
Argyros now with the ball. Finds Kitsanis.
Welker, right side on baseline. Shimmies into the paint.
Welker finds Siciliano. Misses. Now Jacob Rahan with it. Rahan now guarded by Welker. Port's best man-to-man on-ball defender is Cameron Welker. So he's going to be manning Rahan or Rodriguez.
Intercepted.
Stolen by Kitsanis. Finds Amalfitano. What a pass to Siciliano. What a possession by the Vikings.
The momentum is on the Vikings side as they hold a four-point lead. Beautiful execution by Amalfitano and Siciliano on the other end, adding two to the Vikings total. Let's see if the Sailors have an answer for that.
Right now, Rodriguez with the ball. Rodriguez trying to do everything on his own with Lyson off the court.
Rodriguez trying to create a jump shot. It's just not there for him as Ryan.
Welker.
Guarded by Welker.
Now switches to Siciliano. There's a mismatch. They're trying to give it to Dylan Mullen as Ryan throws it out of bounds. And the Vikings have the possession. Yet again, excellent defense from Cameron Welker.
So momentum mistake once again from the Sailors.
It's Ryan's fifth turnover for Ryan today.
Something you're not too pleasant to see.
No, you want your point guard to handle the basketball well. Welker now drives in. Ooh. Crossover, crosses him up. What a move by Welker.
Pretty
Argyros
move,
now, pump fake, drives inside, looking for help. Finds Siciliano, trips on the ball, looks like it was almost kicked. Welker outside, Argyros to Kitsanis for three. Long misses, rebound by Dylan Mullen. Rahan now has it, picked up by Welker, and around half court, Argyros on Rodriguez as well. Screen, off-ball screen set. Rodriguez with the ball. Rodriguez for three. Short.
The high arcing three-point shot right in front of our table. Off the mark. Rebound.
Amalfitano has the ball. Gives it to Welker. Welker looks inside. Drives in. Lefty layup, and it's good. Pretty drive in by Cameron Welker.
That's a great finish by the ultimate hooper. Number five, Cam Welker.
He's not a hooper. He's a hooper hooper. He is a hoopist, Cameron Welker. Inside, and one by Matt Amitriano. What a take.
So putting his body on the line, absorbing the contact, getting the contact, and ultimately getting two for the Sailors as he heads to the line, looking to make it a three-point play.
Jake Siciliano with the foul. Jake Siciliano's had a bum ankle this game. As you can see, he's wearing the brace. He's toughing it out. He's playing. Amitriano, lane violation on blue. Basket does not count.
He made that free throw.
That is a mental mistake.
Does not roll the
for
Sailors
Jacob Rahan.
Way.
Cameron Welker now with the ball. Welker finds Argyros. Argyros to Amalfitano. Amalfitano double dribble. Yet again, and Sean Dooley looks distraught on the bench. He cannot see what is happening.
So a bunch of mental mistakes at the Vikings and the Sailors, too, that need to patch up down the stretch. You got to play smart basketball down here.
Definitely has
to be
smarter basketball.
You're looking to execute down the stretch. Just under 4 minutes remain. Vikings up four, 44-40. Sailors with the ball, looking to create. And hopefully find an answer for this Vikings defense. Welker.
Poked away by Welker. Rahan now up top. Pump fakes. Drives in and misses. Rebound by Siciliano. He has Welker pushing. Welker goes inside. Inside to Argyros. Argyros with the layup. And it's good.
High off the glass. Argyros banks one in and adds two for the Vikings.
Vikings lead by six with 3:30 left in this game. Rahan with the ball. Guarded by Welker. Vikings have three of their younger players on the court. Welker, Siciliano, and Amalfitano to close out this game. So the youth movement here for the Vikings.
Rahan finds Rodriguez in
Rodriguez
the corner for three.
For three, it's good. Anthony Rodriguez has ice in his veins as he has 17 points, and the Vikings now only lead by three.
The sharpshooter proving his mark on this game to slice the deficit for Oceanside, down by three. Rodriguez has been money all game from beyond the arc. We are back following the timeout, 3:09
remaining. As Max Garbisa has checked into the game now.
3:09 remaining. Vikings up three.
In goes Garmisa, out goes Argyros.
Well, Garmisa directing traffic as Welker brings the ball up for the Vikings. Let's see what he can do.
What can Cameron Welker do here?
With a three-point lead, slowing the offense down.
Garmisa now has the ball. Finds Welker.
Is that a zone?
They're now running a zone. They're forcing Port to shoot it. That's what they want to do.
Nothing inside.
No, because they're not going to let Siciliano beat them inside. As you can see, he's done it all game.
And the zone works. Loose ball. Ball on the floor.
And it's a jump ball possession to the Vikings. As you can see, they're not letting Katsanis or Siciliano beat them. They're going to make Garmisa do it to them.
Great hustle there by the Sailors to force the jump ball as the Vikings retain possession. Garmisa with the inbound. Right under the Vikings hoop with a three-point lead. Let's see if they can extend that and convert. Oh, good pass there. Garmisa.
Siciliano. It's good.
Rolls one in.
He's going to be the X factor to win this game.
Oh, for sure.
Without Sonnenklar, he's going to have to do it.
And Kreffitz as well. So the Vikings jump out in front, 48-43, 2:30 remain.
Rahan with it. A foul on Rahan as he pushes Welker. Rahan has made many turnovers in this game. In comes Lyson with three fouls, 2:27 left to play. I'm surprised there's no move to Bischoff here. He's going to stick with Siciliano inside.
Yeah, Bischoff hasn't had the prettiest of games.
No, he has not.
From the line as well. But he provides height in the paint.
And he's going to stick with the sophomore, Siciliano. Amalfitano now with the ball.
Oh, good move there. Hi, Siciliano drives left side.
Siciliano drives, and that's exactly why he's in the game.
Curls one in to add two more.
Seven-point lead for the Vikings. Jake Siciliano's putting on a show over here.
50 on the dot for the Vikings as they lead by seven.
Rahan with it, guarded by Welker. Welker with great defense, hands straight up. Excellent defense by Cameron Welker.
Oh, great defense, Welker.
To Garmisa. Garmisa, reverse. Misses.
Trying to get
rebound
fancy.
By
up
number
under.
21, Matt Amitriano. To Lyson. Lyson has it in the corner, guarded by Katsanis. Inside, number blocked by Amalfitano.
So the Vikings
have it. Welker has it now. He's going to slow it down as they're up by seven with a minute 30 left in this game.
Making their
slow
mark.
Slow down the pace. Don't let them shoot it. Burn down the shot clock. Burn down the clock in total, and the Vikings should be good.
Turn
Siciliano
clock,
doing exactly that. Siciliano spins on Lyson and misses. Nice move by Siciliano, but cannot convert. He played very well today.
Love the aggressive move by Siciliano. The world doesn't go his way. Let's see if the Vikings can
and
stop
Welker
on defense.
And Welker just got hit.
Welker goes down. So, an official's timeout.
Looks like Lyson hit him with the elbow. Oceanside trying to steal a timeout here. They all went to their bench because Welker got hit. Got elbowed in the stomach.
They're looking to discuss. Find a game plan, down five. So we have a new possession. The Vikings get the ball. Garmisa with the inbound. Oh, a full court pass. Bumps into the referee.
The referee almost knocked it out of bounds.
So the full court press by the Sailors as they switch back to man-to-man. Garmisa with the ball just under 1 minute remaining. Regulation.
Welker gets fouled by number 22, Liam Hannon.
So Welker headed to the line as the Vikings are in the bonus. 50 on the dot for the Vikings. 50-45. 54 remain in regulation. Welker at the line. It's a 1-1 for Welker.
Welker.
So the double
misses,
bounce.
But gets his own rebound. Heads up play by Cameron Welker, and the Vikings call timeout. Wow, what a play by Cameron Welker.
Magnificent hustle play at following the missed free throw to jump in the lane, snatch his own rebound, and pick up the possession for the Vikings. Something you love to see.
51 seconds left in the game. Coach Klogasy now is talking the refs to see how many timeouts he has left, because I don't know if they gave it. They gave him the 30-second or the one-minute timeout. I think they gave him a full, which is what he asked for. But
on the scoreboard, it says the Vikings have four left and the Sailors have one left.
One left. Sean Dooley has been very hesitant to call his timeouts in not just in this game, but in the other games,
Yeah,
too.
The Farm Window game, for example, they were all up three, I believe. They still had five timeouts remaining. Meanwhile, Farmingdale has burned all of their timeouts. So it's too much, too late. But the Vikings burned one in a smart fashion. And, Zach, during this timeout, if you're head coach Sean Dooley, what are you telling your players? Up five.
Don't make a bad pass, because if you make a bad pass, it's not going to – it ain't going to be good.
And he said it before, don't be stupid. You got to play the game.
He says this every single game. Just be smart. You know, get the ball in Welker's hand. Get the ball in Garmisa's hand. Someone who's going to make a good decision.
Or Malfitano as well. So who's one player coming out of this timeout you would like to see on the court for the Vikings?
Christian Gutsanis. I mean, he's probably your best free throw shooter.
He's had the hot hand all game as well from behind the arc. Picking up the momentum for the Vikings as they retain possession. Garmisa with the inbound right in front of the scores table. And an off-ball foul.
An off-ball foul on number 22, Liam Hannon.
So, not
this happened in the last game, too, against
Farmingdale
as Dylan Moses fouled Cameron Welker before the ball got in bounds and Port got to the free throw line.
And so the same thing happens here. Malfitano at the line. One of the worst players to foul if you're the Sailors.
Malfitano has been lights out from the free throw line this year.
So having one of your greatest shooters on the team headed to the line in crunch time.
They trust Malfitano with it, and they trust Katsanis with it the most to shoot free throws.
Good that to see if you're a Vikings fan looking to extend by two. Nothing but net.
And one more free throw here from Amalfitano can really put this game in a stranglehold for the Vikings. Tough to come back if you're Oceanside. They're also at full strength, and the Vikings are missing two of their better players, too.
Two for two, nothing but net.
In comes
on the pair of
Logan Lyson. Out goes number 11, Dylan Mullen.
So it's not really much to work here if you're the Oceanside Sailors. Down seven, 51 seconds left. As the Vikings play the full court press, the Sailors get out of it.
Number
21, ball.
Matt Mitriano with it. Rebound by number 22, Liam Hannon. Hannon and one! That is the exact opposite of what you want. Dooley's telling Jake Siciliano, you got to box out. Him and Trevor were just standing there. Two sophomores, it's an inexperienced play right there not to box out and do it. Basket counts. Siciliano is not looking like he's so comfortable right now. He looked like he just got hit pretty hard.
So a discussion going on between the referees and both coaches. Appears to be a 1-1.
No, it's not a 1-1. It's one shot because he made the free throw.
One shot.
Liam Hannon shooting one free throw. Ball is live on this shot, and I would imagine the Vikings call timeout if they get this. Missed. Rebound Siciliano. No bad passes. Got over half, and they foul Garmisa.
So the Vikings look to extend this lead following the pretty play
and
by the
Garmisa
Sailors.
Is shooting. Coach Dooley's going to talk to his younger guys over here and Christian Katsanis.
So a learning moment for the underclassmen, Jake Siciliano,
you know,
Trevor Amalfitano.
Yes, and then Cameron Welker.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, those are probably going to be your three best players next season.
Your core players, your starting lineup, the players to build around.
Along with Sean Ernst and Sam Rothenberg.
For sure. So Garmisa at the line.
Garmisa makes the free throw.
Nothing but net on that one as the Vikings jump ahead 53-47.
And Garmisa makes the free throw.
Goes two for two from the charity stripe. The Sailors pushing the tempo, guarded by Welker.
Oh, that was great defense by Welker, and they call a foul.
Pretty move there.
And Coach Dooley is not happy that his number 12, Jacob Ryan, is at the line. That is Welker's fourth foul. One more and he's out of here.
So some good defense by Welker. That picks up the foul. Jacob Ryan heads to the line shooting two.
And Ryan misses, and a big sigh as Logan Lyson now exits the game.
They needed that free throw.
That free throw basically put the game away. 32 seconds. It's going to be tough. It's a three-possession game now. Not a. If the Hayes kid hits this, it puts it back down to two, but they're going to need a steal. Missed the second one, and there's a violation on number 14, James O'Donohue.
The second free throw violation in this game.
Cost them.
Down the stretch as well.
Now with 32 seconds left, Vikings up by 7. Garmisi can get this ball inbounded. They got a really good shot to win this thing. As Welker gets it, and they foul Cameron Welker.
So a pair of free throws headed for the Vikings' way, looking to put this game on ice.
Two free throws here from Welker, and it'll just as much do it.
Welker to the line, shooting two.
Welker's first free throw is good, and the Vikings lead by 8 as Logan Lyson checks back in for James O'Donohue.
Free throws have been falling.
Along with Matt Amitriano in for number 11, Dylan Mullen. Free throws have definitely been falling, Jasper.
2 for 2. A pair of made free throws for Cameron Welker and the Vikings as they jump out to a 9-point lead. Just under 30 seconds remaining.
Lyson with it. Lyson for 3. Misses. Rebound by Welker, and that'll do it. Welker spins out of it. Oh! And gets hit as he gets stepped over. Cameron Welker, tough player. Really showing his grit right now.
So
Logan Lyson has fouled out of the game.
As Welker heads to the line. Shooting another pair. Looking to extend the lead by double digits for the Vikings against the Oceanside Sailors. Welker's a little shaken up after that foul by Logan Lyson.
Lyson is out of the game now. They need him if they want to win.
So Welker at the line. Looking to add 2 more to the Vikings total.
Welker now hits the free throw.
Nothing but net on the pair of free throws. So Welker goes 4 for 4 down the stretch from the charity stripe. As
the Vikings lead now by 11 with 14 seconds left.
The Sailors.
Inside goes Ryan. Ryan makes the layup. 9 seconds. Clock is running. 7.5 left now.
It's a nice move there.
It's a 9-point game. That just about does it.
Too little, too late for the Sailors.
And that'll do it. Cameron Welker will dribble out the ball, and the Vikings get a 58-49 win.
Over the Oceanside Sailors, 58-49 is your final. Here from Paul D. Schreiber, I'm Jasper Abrahams, along with Zach Spring. We'll see you next week.